Russian tea cookies, white chocolate coconut clusters, and star-shaped butter cookies are just a small sampling of what was available yesterday afternoon at the governor's annual Christmas and holiday open house. KTOO's Lisa Fu was at the governor's mansion and has this story.
Doors to the governor's mansion open to the public at 3 o'clock.
And then they're greeted to the governor, first lady, lieutenant governor.
Erica Fagerstrom manages the governor's mansion. She's been organizing the governor's annual Christmas and holiday open house for 8 years. This year, though, is a little more special than others.
They started constructing the house of May 1912, and by December, the family had already moved in, and they had their very first open house, New Year's, 1913. So this is the 100th open house.
After the greetings, guests walk into the dining room, where there's a large table with trays and trays of cookies and fudge. For 4-year-old Ella Malaby, this is what she's been waiting for.
She loves it. That was her favorite part, was seeing that whole table full of cookies and candy.
Stacy Malaby brings her daughter to the governor's open house every year.
She knows this house is the cookie house, not the governor's house. And she loves seeing the gingerbread houses and the train.
14-year-old Veronica Salter is with her classmates from Faith Community School. They're performing songs from the musical Christmas in Black and White. Salter can't remember a year she hasn't been at the governor's open house.
I like how everybody is really friendly and how people are singing also, and they play beautiful music. And I like meeting the governor too. I gotta shake his hand and say hello.
Roland Eim is from Germany and is visiting Juneau for the first time. He heard about the event from his daughter, who recently moved to town.
We actually walked for about, I don't know, half mile to come here and got very wet, as you can see. And I got a really nice conversation like with the governor.
Eim says he's surprised with the notion of a governor opening up his house to the public.
In Germany or like in France or like any other country, you know, like you have lots of police, you know, protecting like the governor, for example. So I think it's a very awesome thing. It's very close to the people, and I appreciate that much, really.
Governor Sean Parnell says continuing the open house tradition is important.
It really says that our government, our house, the people's house is accessible, and it's our chance to be accessible in a pretty big way, you know, and for people to really enjoy the house that belongs to them.
Along with continuing the tradition of the open house, the Parnell family will practice another tradition as they spend the holidays at home in Juneau, opening one gift on Christmas Eve. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.